My name is Elena Gilbert. I'm a new vampire, and there have been complications.
I know that I'm sired to you, Damon.
You know what made me happy? That what you actually felt for me was real.
But there's hope now. Jeremy's tattoo leads to a cure. If you kill Klaus's brother, Cole, his entire sire will die with him.
I was gonna make him suffer on my terms!
Unlikely alliances have formed.
And finding the cure could come at a price.
He's the world's first mortal being, who just happens to be in prison with the cure. And I want to free him.
But we finally have everything we need.
Here we go.
Couldn't they have hidden this cure in Hawaii? Where the hell did you take us?
200 miles off the Nova Scotia mainland. If you recall, the whole point was to hide the cure on the world's most obscure, desolate island.
Oh, yeah? I thought the whole point was that no one found Silas.
The oldest, deadliest freak in the world.
Yeah, that too. Sunscreen?
Is that a joke?
Right.
No, you're not really helping.
You're perfectly capable of tying a knot.
You're giving Elena the evil eye. It's not really helping.
She killed my brother. Tried to get you to put a dagger in my back. She's lucky all she's getting is the evil eye. You know I can hear you, right? You know I don't care, right? Go ahead, try and kill me. But then you'd have to face your real problems. Like the fact that Stefan invited me here himself. I guess he likes me again.
Looks like someone forgot her team-building exercises.
I'm not apologizing for not wanting her here.
You know, Stefan just brought her here to make it seem like he's moving on. He wants you to think that he's over you, and he wants me to think that I can't get under his skin.
You know, you're right. With any luck, I'll only have to tolerate her for a few more days, and then we'll find the cure, and I'll never have to deal with her again.
Human Rebecca. Can't imagine her without fangs.
You know, you've never talked about what you'll do with the cure once we find it. Will you take it?
I don't like to speculate.
Sorry, there's a less awkward way to do this. I quit.
Doesn't bother me.
These symbols must have been left for the hunters so they could find the cure. And this must be the story of Fitzy and Silas.
According to Shane, Silas asked Tetsuya for help, making a spell for immortality. She helped make him immortal, only to learn he planned to use the same spell on another woman. Not her. When she found out, she freaked.
So Tetsuya killed the other woman?
Yeah. Silas was immortal. She couldn't kill him. So she trapped him in a cave and buried him alive instead.
Does it say anything about the hunter's purpose in all this?
I was wondering when you'd ask. Tetsuya created a cure for immortality, and then she buried it with Silas, hoping that he'd take it and die, end up on the other side with her for all eternity. But he wouldn't give her the satisfaction. So many centuries later, her descendants created the hunters to find him, cure him, and kill him. You know what? I'll explain on the hike. Come on, you gotta get going.
Morning, sunshine. You look pathetic.
Only until Bonnie's spell locking me in here wears off. Then I'll look different. Angrier, perhaps. Or I won't look like anything because I'll have gouged your eyeballs from their sockets.
My friends will be back with the cure by then. So I could shove it down your throat and make you mortal.
I'm an original. What makes you think my entire vampire bloodline won't be cured along with me? I.e., you.
You know what I think? I think that's impossible. I think the moment you stop being a vampire, our whole blood connection to you is broken, and your sire line ceases to exist. So whatever happens to you, happens only to you. Which means I can kill your ass and no one else has to die. Although I am still debating just how to do it.
I recommend drowning. There's nothing quite like the feeling of someone fighting for something as basic as human breath. And let me tell you, your mother was a fighter.
Satellite phone lost the signal.
That's a good sign.
Is anyone else a little creeped out?
So then leave. Out of everyone, your presence is the least necessary.
Please don't start.
I'm merely stating the facts. Jeremy has a spell on his body. Bonnie's the witch that unseals the cure. Shane is the human compass. You and I have the tombstone, which does God knows what. And Elena has no point.
But me?
You have a nice behind.
Centuries after Tetsuya died, there were these miners who were excavating a well on the island. Suddenly went mad. They bled themselves dry, no apparent reason. So, legend spread that these miners, in exchange for a drop of their blood, saw visions of their lost loved ones in the well they were digging. The word traveled, and explorers sought out the well to see if the legend was true.
So the well was magic?
Oh yeah, some people believe the voices of lost souls were just a wind vortex whipping through the caves. The visions were caused by inhaling the island's poisonous plant.
And what do you believe?
I believe in magic. My wife and my son died within months of each other. So I decided to try the well out for myself. I offered up my blood and I waited. Whoa. Caitlin! Caitlin!
Thank you.
Hello, Addie.
Caitlin, I saw my wife. I saw her eyes, her smile. My blood let me see her again.
Yeah, I got it. Don't eat the poisonous flowers.
Wait, stop. Stop! Stop. Is everybody paying attention? First lesson in survival. Stay together. Keep your eyes open.
I'm out of water.
Here. Take mine.
Magic well, seriously?
I don't know. I mean, we've all lost someone. The chance to maybe see them again. I kind of get it. What the hell just happened?
Somebody just saved my life.
What is this place? According to island lore, a group of college kids came here for spring break. A few weeks later, they were all found dead, completely drained of blood.
Well, tragic for them, brilliant for us. This is why.
Well, that's lovely. There's a mystery man with a hatchet lurking in the woods, and we're just gonna camp.
We're safer here than we are hiking in the dark.
Let's just keep going. You know? Get the cure, get in, get out.
Where is it? How stupid do you think I am?
Stupid enough to raise an immortal witch, so I'd say. Incredibly.
Yeah, I'm shocked you even want the cure, considering you've got the most to lose on Selena's human.
Shane doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, well, we'll find out tomorrow.
Do you really think that I'm going to take this cure, break the fire bond, and fall out of love with you?
No. I'm saying we don't know. And if we find it tomorrow, we will.
This cure is going to change so many things. Jeremy's not going to want to kill me anymore. We're finally going to get rid of Klaus. Bonnie's mom isn't going to be a vampire. And anyone who wants to take this cure is going to have that option. Caroline, Stefan, you. If you want it.
No, I get it. Everything changes tomorrow. It'll be all unicorns and rainbows.
No, not everything. That's what I'm saying. Demon, not my feelings for you. Doing?
Gloating.
Hello, Caroline.
Come home. Don't stoop to his level.
He destroyed my life. I plan on being present for every second of his misery until I can kill him myself.
Fine. You can gloat and multitask. This place is a disaster. Starting with horrific burnt corpse.
Tyler's mother is dead. So is my brother. We're even. Call Bonnie. Get her to let me out of here.
I will never, ever
help you.
How quickly you forget the part where I saved Tyler from the misery of being a werewolf. Or the night your mother invited me into her home to save the life of her precious daughter.
How delusional are you? You killed his mother. And let's not forget that we're standing in a house where Elena's Aunt Jenna used to live. Or did you think that your charm would make us forget how you killed her, too? You know what? No, I am not going to engage in this. You are not even worth the calories I burned talking to you.
No! Now that was definitely worth the calories.
Well, seven of us and no one thought to bring s'mores. What are you doing with that?
We're a day away from finding the cure.
Now landing out of my sight.
Did you hear that? That's why this place is haunted.
You're crushing my heart.
Okay. Who are we? I'm a scaredy cat.
You do realize you're an original vampire, right?
Which is precisely why you should stop teasing me.
I'm very powerful.
What are you going to do when Elena becomes human and comes running back to you? You said that you'd take the cure to be with her. You'd have children and grow old. So it's still true.
Well, why do you want to take it? Aren't you the perfect vampire?
Isn't it obvious? It's all an act, Stefan. Being a vampire is miserable. I would give anything to be human. Normal.
If I take the cure, it wouldn't be for her. It'd be for me.
I've been staring at pictures of Jeremy's tattoo and there's no spell.
Well, expression doesn't require a written spell. Just think of it as a way of accessing magic that already exists inside you. You just have to want it bad enough.
And I'm just supposed to trust you?
Honey, listen, I taught you expression so that you could access the cure. I'll be right there with you the whole time, I promise.
You didn't answer the trust part.
All right, let me put it this way. You need me to help you through a fight. Because as you've demonstrated, expression can get messy. Believe me when I say I've seen it get a lot worse.
How much worse?
When we lost her son in the car accident, my wife kind of lost it. She tried to resurrect his body using magic.
Your wife was a witch?
She was a powerful witch. And incredibly undisciplined.
And you never thought to tell me?
I just didn't want to scare you. Well, the truth is she tried to bring her son back using expression, and it overwhelmed her. And she died.
You taught me the same magic that killed your wife?
Yeah, but look, the upside is I've learned the warning signs, all right? I can keep expression from consuming you.
Downside is you turn her into a bomb that only you can dismantle.
And don't you think I know how this ends? I came here to raise Silas so that he could bring back the dead. And you're never going to let that happen. The second I point to a cure, you're going to kill me. And Bonnie has to keep me alive so I can keep her alive.
Oh my god.
Look at me. Look at me.
I can fix this.
How? The only thing that can heal me is his blood. Oh my god.
I'll fix it. She'll die if you don't heal her.
Okay.
hired me to save her life.
Is this what you want? To remind me that I'm powerless against you? Fine. You win. I'm nothing. Now save her. Please.
I'm sorry, mate. I didn't quite catch that.
Please.
Please.
Please save her life.
See, now I think you're just telling me what I want to hear. I mean, you did call me pathetic earlier. And wouldn't it be more pathetic of me to help now, knowing that hours ago you announced your plan to kill me in a manner in which you're still debating because you wanted to have a certain amount of flair? I'm just asking.
I'll be your slave again. I'll do whatever you want. Just help her.
No.
Get me out of here. I can't even look at him.
Come on. Jeremy! Did you find anything?
He's not on the trail.
His gear's still here.
Not at the quarry either. Split up.
I'm going to stay and try a locator spell.
Okay. I'll stay here. I'll make sure she's safe.
I'll stay here and make sure you're not lying.
Bonnie will keep searching the island.
Thought it didn't work.
Yeah, I'm just checking the signal.
So you can call someone? Like whoever took Jeremy?
This place doesn't have any getting to, doesn't it? See for yourself.
I'm done trusting you.
Where's the cure?
You remember that magical well I was telling you about? Silas and the cure are buried deep below it.
So you've seen it?
No. You could say I heard it from a reliable source.
Caitlin, how's this happening?
You're bleeding. No.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
No, it's good. It's okay. It's what's keeping me here.
If a single drop of blood can give you a vision, can you imagine what 2 liters can do?
What does your dead wife have to do with the cure?
She's got nothing to do with the cure, but she has everything to do with Silas.
I'm so sorry. I let things get out of control. I should have stopped you.
Sweetheart, it's okay. You wanted Sam back as much as I did. What if you had a second chance to bring us both back?
I can't, baby. I'm not a witch.
We have a witch. His name is Silas. If you set him free, you'll help those who have helped him.
Set him free? From what?
He's entombed in the caves below us. But it's impossible to get him out without a spell. You need to get the spell.
And that's when she explained everything that I had to do. Complete the Hunter's Mark to access the spell and empower a descendant of Ketsia to perform it.
Bonnie Bennett's related to this crazy-ass witch?
Louder. Maybe we haven't drawn enough attention to ourselves already.
I'm sorry, and how are you helping?
I'm stronger than you, I'm faster than you, and I'm quite certain I can turn the island a lot easier than you. Not disagreeing on the easy part.
All right, we get it. You two hate each other. Can we just keep going, please?
I tried to be her friend, but somehow I ended up with a dagger in my back because I'm the evil one. Technically, you didn't achieve evil status until you killed me.
Nice catch.
Thank you. No, actually, thank you. This thing like killed me. I don't care what happens to you either way. But if you're gonna die, it might as well be epic. I'm gonna go back and check on Bonnie, see if she found anything. Be careful.
So you have the Rock. A hunter, then a witch. About the dozens that died in sacrifice. Where do they fit into all this?
As you can imagine, that was not an easy pill to swallow. Okay, when it's me, the guy who refused to serve a meat course at our wedding, I can't orchestrate three massacres.
It isn't like that. You're merely leading these people so Silas can bring them back from the dead.
Why should they die just to be resurrected? It doesn't make sense.
The spell that brings me back requires a witch to channel an extreme amount of mystical energy. Energy that doesn't occur in nature.
Yeah, because it isn't natural. I'm sorry, Kate. I can't do that to innocent people.
Can you feel my touch?
How is this possible?
Because you believe it is possible. You believe that you can see me again. You don't have to take a single human life yourself, Atticus. All you have to do is convince someone to believe that it is possible that they can see a lost loved one again. And they'll do it for you.
Which is how you manipulated the pastor to blow up a farmhouse full of people.
He just wanted to see his wife again.
Need three massacres. Fire at the Young Farm. Holiday hybrid slaughter. What mass bloodletting am I forgetting?
Or not.
You're not finished. Is that what you brought us all out here in the middle of nowhere? Complete massacre number three?
It doesn't work that way, Damon.
I think you need to tell me where this magical well is.
You know I can't do.
Oh, I know.
It's getting worse. I'm sorry.
No. It's my fault. I'm sorry.
You didn't do any of this.
I ensired the hybrids and turned them on Klaus. I should have just left it alone.
You freed them, Tyler. People put their faith in you because you're a leader. Don't forget that.
Then you trust me? You want to be in control, Klaus? Here. Now you get to be in control of her life. If you want her to die, fine. But then you can sit here and watch her die yourself.
Nothing personal, love. But if I cure you, that means victory for him. Don't worry. It won't be long now.
Where's the cure?
Does it matter? Well, I think we both know you'd rather just torture me. Torture gives you a sense of control, especially with your relevance slipping away.
Now look at you. Here you are, hours from Elena breaking her siren bond. He's trying to freak out a little bit. Listen, you want my advice? Leave. Go. Don't put yourself through this.
Oh! Fine. Okay? Let's say her feelings for you are real. How does that end? She's human. You're a vampire.
Oh!
It's doomed, Damon. So you're not torturing me, man. You're torturing yourself by helping us find a cure.
I could kill you. And no one would find it.
We've established that you can't kill me without sending body off the deep end. But you can leave the island. That doesn't have a modicum of self-respect. Don't stay here and watch Elena walk away from you.
Right. Because if I'm not here, then I can't get in between you and whatever your plans are. Well, I'm not that easily manipulated, Professor. And there is one flaw in your logic. I don't give a crap about Bonnie Bennett.
What is wrong with you? What did you say to him?
Your boyfriend's a maniac, Elena.
Stop messing with my friends.
Shane is the only thing that's keeping Bonnie safe. And you try to kill him, and you wonder why Bonnie hates you.
I don't wonder, Elena. Because I don't care. I don't care about her. I don't care about some lame-ass cure for vampires, either.
How can you say that right now?
Because I don't want you to be cured.
I'm not fighting with you about this anymore. Being human isn't going to change my feelings for you.
Fine. Say they're real. Say you become human and you still love me. Then what? You grow old. You die. I stay a vampire. Face reality, Elena. We don't work.
So things aren't easy and you're just going to push me away now? That's what you do, Damon. You think that you don't deserve something, so you ruin it. I'm not going to let you pull that this time. Take the cure with me. That's how much I know this is real. That's how certain I am that I'm going to love you even after this is all over. Take the cure. Be human with me. Be together, grow old together. This doesn't have to be hard anymore.
It's not me, Elena, that's Stefan. You know, I used to miss being human. Now I can't think of anything more miserable on earth.
Haven't we been through here before?
Oh, it looks the same as me. Thanks. But that wouldn't have killed me.
Sorry, force of habit.
Don't be a tease. Elena could be lurking somewhere in the woods.
Do you mean what you said? About a ceasefire?
Why do you all assume that I hate Elena so much?
Well, I mean, you did run her off the bridge.
You all seem to forget that Elena's death was the only way to save my family. I did the same thing that every one of you would have done to protect the people that you love. And before you cast me as the bad guy, maybe you should remember that Elena's helped to kill not one, but two of my brothers. Maybe we're not as different as everyone's making us out to be. Jeremy's not here, I'm going back.
Bonnie?
What are you talking about?
Well, Bonnie is not here, and Shane's stuff is all gone. Oh, my gosh. The tombstone's gone.
If you don't feed me your blood, I'll die.
Then you'll die. And Tyler will have learned his lesson the hard way.
How could you do this to him? To his mom? To me?
I'm 1,000 years old. Call it boredom.
I don't believe you.
Fine. Then maybe it's because I'm pure evil. And I can't help myself.
No. It's because... you were hurt. Which means that there is a part of you that is human.
How could you possibly think that?
Because I've seen it. I've caught myself wishing that I could forget all the horrible things that you've done.
But you can't. Can you?
I know that you're in love with me. And anybody capable of love is capable of being saved.
You're hallucinating.
I guess I'll never know.
Caroline. Caroline.
What are you doing in my tent?
Oh, it's a tombstone. What have you done with it?
What are you talking about?
Like, it's not bloody obvious. All you people have to do is betray me, and here you go again.
Let her go. She didn't take it.
Was any of this real? Was it just a ploy to distract me while Shane ran off with the tombstone?
You think I would do that? You think I would let some psychopath run off with the cure? Every single moment of my last 146 years has been ruled by the pain of being a vampire. And this cure ends that. It ends the guilt, and it ends the suffering. But you really think I would jeopardize that?
Fine. You didn't take it. That doesn't mean I trust her.
I didn't take it, but here. Consider this a peace offering.
Don't you get it, Elena? There is no peace. We're all screwed.
Exactly, Rebecca. We're screwed. Bonnie's gone. Shane's got the tombstone. Jeremy's missing. Who knows if Damon's coming back? So us three, right here, this is all we've got. So we're either in this together, or it's over. For all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy. It's a bit of a scare yesterday. Thanks for fending off his attacker.
His attacker?
Jeremy was attacked by an Islander. I assumed you were his hatchet-flinging guardian angel.
Well, it wasn't me.
Well, then I guess there's somebody else on this island who's desperate to keep our hunter alive.
How did I get here? What the hell's going on?
The serial locator spell worked.
The path behind me just
magically disappeared. You can thank the talents of Masak. He's a witch. Should you try to escape, we'll ensure that you never find your way back. So, the gang's all here. Silas awaits.